Welcome everybody, this is episode 4, podcast, Lunatrix UK. What's going on? My name's Chris Paste, and to my right is nobody, and also to my left is nobody. Yep, San Andreas Med and Homeboy are not with me for podcast 4. And the reasonings are, first of all, apologies, because obviously you have to listen to me and only me. What a nightmare for you. And the reasoning for this is because at the moment, Humboid has got quite a few exams going on. He's a very clever guy, a very intellectual man. He's doing exams in accountancy. So we're just giving Boyd a little bit of his own time to sort that sort of stuff out. And San Andreas Med is a successful manager of a very large retail store, Halfords. Other retail stores are available, of course. And obviously he's a very busy man also. So what we're going to try and do is we're going to try and do podcasts either individually, or we're going to do podcasts where we can get a couple of us on, and then hopefully a podcast where we can get all three of us on as well and talk about the main issues and things that are going on in the world of motorcycling at the moment. So, cutting to the chase, it's been a while since we talked to you last. And it's been a bit of a nightmare, really, because there's so much going on in the world of motorcycles, which I've just been desperate to talk to you all about, or talk to myself about. Like I am doing. Just by the way, I'm just actually driving at the minute. Don't worry, I'm hands-free. And I'm in the most horrendous traffic. And you know when you're just in traffic and you're seeing motorcycles that are just riding past you, and you're just thinking to yourself, God, I want to be on one of them. I just wish my truck, I have a Mitsubishi Warrior, and there's another one coming down. Brand new VFR. Nice. With panniers. Yeah, and you just wish, oh, I wish this truck could just do some sort of transformer thing and move into a nice Pinigali or something. Yeah, but that's not happening. So, yeah, so getting back to it, there was so much that has sort of happened in the past 2 weeks that, you know, you could have done like 20 podcasts on it, but it's just been unfortunate because we just haven't had the time, and we haven't had the resource to sort of get stuff together and, you know, produce something for you guys. So first of all, apologies for that. excuse me. I know quite a few of you now have actually got in touch and said that you're actually enjoying the podcast, so thank you very much to those guys that are. You know, if you can get other people to listen or what have you to this this mindless dribble that's coming out of our mouths, then that'd be great. So anyway, let's get to the news. So, in the news at the minute, is something that I was so excited about last podcast, which is the Ninja H2R, which is, you know, this was the bike that was there to crush all other bikes. You know, Kawasaki had sort of hidden all this. It was shrouded in secrecy and no one knew what was going on with it. And basically at the motor show in Cologne, Köln, for you German people, they unveiled it. And wow, is all that I can say. Wow. I have been tweeting on at Lunatrix UK stuff about this bike, and I mean this thing is incredible. You know, I mean, I've got mixed feelings about it, because when excuse me, when I first learned about this and sort of, you know, that all these little teaser trailers were coming out about the bike and stuff, I was so excited about it. I mean, we knew straight away that it was a supercharger on it, and then they came out with the chirping sound video teaser trailer, so we pretty much confirmed a supercharger on it. And do you know, it just sort of like was this thing, this entity that like no one knew about, and oh god, the excitement was right up there. And then, you know, more and more stuff came out, and then eventually I was just sort of thinking to myself, oh my god, I hope that this doesn't come out and, you know, this is sort of some Ducati 999 or something. Not to say that they're not a good bike, they're actually an incredible bike, but a lot of people, you know, sort of felt that they went the wrong way with the design. So yeah, I was sort of hoping that it wasn't going to be some sort of massive crash and burn into the market, but I've got to say, look, you know, they unveiled this thing, and I mean, it's just the most, stunning bike. I'm going to go as far as to say this, one of the best looking bikes I've actually seen. Now, obviously, I'm slightly biased. I have a Ninja, ZX10R, you know, there's a bit of brand loyalty going on. But I think that Kawasaki just did such a good job of, you know, keeping this secret and getting everyone so excited about it, it's sort of done the trick on me. So, you know, it's got a trellis frame, it's short and stubby, obviously it's got the supercharger on it, single-sided swing arm, with an absolutely gorgeous diamond effect sort of rear wheel. To go through it all, I mean, it estimated at 300 brake horsepower. To start going through it all is just mental, but it also has wings. It has some, you know, wings on the side of it, which are supposed to help with the cooling of the bike, but also to keep the front down. I mean, Jesus. You know, yes! This is what I wanted to hear! This is what I wanted to see, Kawasaki! This is the sort of shit I wanted! And you've delivered! Which is great. So anyway, then they dropped the bombshell and basically said, yeah, but you're not getting this because we're going to actually bring out in the next 2 weeks, which was after the Cologne show, something that's more roadworthy. So basically they're going to bring out the actual H2, which is going to be the road version of the bike, which we have now seen. MCN actually put out some photos of the bike before the show, and you know, they're estimating it at 200 brake now instead of the 300 brake that sort of they got us all excited about. And you know, it looks as though the wings have come off and they've put the wing mirrors there instead. My biggest complaint about this is the H2R has an absolutely gorgeous stainless steel side GP pipe on it, and there's also a video out of that at the moment of it running, and you know, it's so loud that a few of the people in the audience have actually got the fingers in their ears. Now, they've come out with the road going version of it, and they've stuck this can on, and you know, I might get a bit of flat for this, but it's shit. To me, it looks like they've gone, oh listen, they'll put their own cans on it, just stick some on it. It's fucking shit. So, you know, I'm a bit upset about that. Also, you know, regardless, the price tag is somewhere in the region of £20,000 to £25,000. You know, I mean, this was something that we were going to come on to in a later podcast. But, you know, if these motorbikes now, they're going to start, I mean, they're coming out between 15 and 20 grand. Now, you've got to remember, when I bought my superbike, right, I had an R1 before I got my ZX10, but my ZX10 is actually the first vehicle that I ever bought brand new. I'm not ashamed to say it, I got it on finance, I couldn't afford to buy it outright. And I'll tell you how much it was £7,300, brand new, on the road, 57 plate. I think that's a reasonable price, right? I'm not saying that the 2006 is crammed with, ZX10R 2006 is crammed with tech, because it's not crammed with tech. But what it is a reasonably priced bike. So, when it comes down to like someone saying, oh, well, look at this bike, it's 200 brake, right, and it's got wings, and it's 25 grand, you know, listen, that's great, and I love that sort of stuff, and yeah, I'll start pinning it up on my wall in the garage, but I can't afford it, you know, and maybe they're not targeting that bike at people, you know, like me, but they should be doing. Because, you know, people like me, I imagine, you know, similar to a lot of the guys and girls that listen to podcasts like this, you know, we're all avid bikers. We all strive to get bikes like this. But putting them in that sort of price bracket is really, you're isolating your market, in my eyes. Now, you could say, yeah, well, of course they are, but they've got to put it at that price range because the stuff on it is so expensive. Well, that's the catch-22, in it. So, I know for me, anyway. I have heard rumours, by the way, that there's only going to be an incredibly limited amount of these bikes coming out on the market in the UK anyway. So chances of getting older one at any point is going to be slim. But yeah, it just makes the fact of the second hand bike market so much stronger. You know, you can go out there now. You still you know, BMWs, S1000RRs, right? They're still like 12 grand second hand. And it's like, I couldn't physically buy a second-hand bike for 12 grand knowing that my first brand-new bike cost half of that. You know? Not that I'm bothered or anything, you know, you can't tell. So anyway, sorry, I'm joking. So that was that, and, you know, there's so much more information and stuff that's out on the H2 and the H2R now. Obviously, there's no secret about anything there. And it is a fantastic looking thing, and it is absolutely beautiful, and it sounds incredible and stuff. But to me, it's almost verging on the realm of a concept bike, even though they are going to be producing stuff. It's one of those things that you see a concept and think, my God, if you should bring that to market. You should bring it to market. Well, they are doing, but it's going to cost you 25 grand to buy it, and there's probably only going to be 15 in the fucking country. So, sorry, I swore then. But, you know, I'm passionate about it. So, that was that. Other things that are going on at the moment. Something really exciting for me. This is mega exciting. Please don't get your hopes up, because it won't be exciting for you. So, as I said to you, San Andreas Met works at Halfords, and he's very high up, actually. And other retail stores are available. And basically, he recommended me buying a steamer, a steam cleaner, you know, the steam guns and stuff. So I've always wanted one of these, and my partner has always wanted to sort of clean the house with, you know, any sort of incredible new cleaning device on the market that's available, because, you know, I can't clean, apparently, even though I can spend 3 hours on it and she can come into the house and go, that's not clean. Are you ever going to clean the house? I'm sure some of you guys know what I'm on about. So anyway, we actually did. We purchased this steamer, and wow. All I'm going to say is I messed around with it when I first bought it. It was actually a bit dark and also a bit wet, but I couldn't help it. It's not one of those things. I had to do it. So I got out there, put a litre of water in it. 8 minutes later, it's producing high pressure steam. And wow, I cannot tell you how incredible this thing is. Put it this way, my chain, I neglected my chain a little bit. I'd left it without cleaning for about 5 to 6 weeks. Could be lying there, could be a lot longer than that. But anyway, I'd done a 520 chain conversion on mine, and also gone one down on the front sprocket, so it was relatively clean anyway, but yeah, I hadn't cleaned it, so I'd used the steamer on it, and I just cannot tell you guys, this thing is unbelievable. It's a Karcher SC1020, and it's just unbelievable. So what my plan is this weekend is I'm going to do a video on it properly. The boys are going to come round to mine, and we're going to do a proper cleaning video, I think. And if not, it'll be a podcast, but I'm going to try and get a video sorted out and finally get some up on the Bloody Lunatics YouTube channel. And I'm just going to show you how good this thing is, because it's unbelievable. It got my chain back to brand new, and there was so much shit on my chain, it was disgraceful. Actually, some of you guys I know are probably real enthusiasts when it comes to cleaning your bikes and stuff, and you would have been disgusted, and rightfully so. It was a disgrace. So I bowed my head in shame, but I have completely and totally redeemed myself with this steamer, guys. So if you've not got one, I honestly would really recommend going out there and having a look around at some. I found that Mophie Richards do one, which isn't as good as the Karcher, but it is a good steamer. They're all good, but the Karcher's brilliant. It comes with high and low pressure options on the gun itself, and the amount of attachments on it is unreal. And secondly, it keeps the partners happy. Yeah, I mean, my partner using it on the floor, in the kitchen with the tiles and stuff, and it's just unreal. So yeah, sorry, I know this is supposed to be a motorbike podcast, but we're talking about steam cleaning kitchen floors. Sorry about that. So yeah, so that was sort of the news in a brief description. So there's the news. Okay guys, so just to sort of finish off, I'm still stuck in traffic, and I could talk to you, honestly, all day about bikes and stuff. But, yeah, just to finish off, obviously, we're coming to winter now. We're in autumn. And the weather's getting cold and crappy and wet and shit. Not that you have to be in winter for that to be the case in this country. But yeah, I think a few of the podcasts that we're going to start doing from now on will be just discussing sort of different weather and stuff and different sort of gear, things like that. But the important one, guys, is that I will be going to the NEC Bike Show, Motorcycle Live, which is at the NEC in Birmingham. I'll be going down there with San Andreas Met, and Hunier Boyd, and yeah, we'll be going round, and we're going to try and possibly do a couple of interviews as well with anybody that will talk to us. But yeah, we're going to be looking at stuff. I'm going to be doing videos. We're going to be taking photographs and stuff. And what we were thinking of doing was actually staying over in Birmingham and doing a podcast from the hotel room, which would be great fun. Because there's probably going to be a few Stellas that'll be drank. So, keep your ears and eyes open for that. And that's about it, guys. Yeah, so thanks for listening. Apologies that San Andreas Med and Boyd aren't here at the minute. But like I said, you know, it's not mega easy to get everybody in one place at one time. Hopefully the next podcast will have all of us on. If not, we're going to try and do it so that, you know, there's at least two of us on and you guys don't have to listen to me blabbing shit for however long this podcast has gone on for. So yeah, listen, thanks very much, guys. Sorry about the long wait between podcasts. I know it's only our fourth one, but you know, consistency is a big thing with stuff like this, and we really want to try and keep the wheels moving and stuff and keep the podcast rolling out. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys soon.